Hello again, everyone, and welcome once more to English for You. Oh, that's about all I can do. I'm so tired. My brain's really hurting today. Hey, Anna, I'm afraid you're gonna have to do the whole show, even though it's your first time, because, well, I have this battle going on in my brain, and I just can't think.
Bill, didn't you sharpen your brain before coming today?
No, I forgot. Am I supposed to do that every day?
Every day. You need to eat well and you need to rest before coming into work.
That's right. In fact, our article today is going to be all about just those kinds of ideas. We're talking about the brain battle. That's the title of today's article, and it's a part of our health unit. So we're going to learn today about how your brain works from a certain point of view, a certain way of thinking about it, and we'll learn what you can do to make your brain stronger.
That's right, Bill. Here we'll show the techniques for how to make your brain stronger. It'll teach you how to prepare for a test and how to prepare for your daily life.
Exactly. Well, it's a two-day article, listeners. We're going to talk a little bit today about the brain and how the things you do, the behaviors, or the ways you act can affect how your brain works. Tomorrow, we'll learn all about your brain's health, what you can eat and what you shouldn't eat to keep your brain healthy. With that in mind, let's just jump right into today's article. It's the night before a battle. A soldier sits quietly and sharpens his weapons. In the morning, he leaves through the front gates and takes a yellow bus to school. He's going to school? That's right. We're not talking about a 16th century soldier. Rather, this warrior is a student preparing to take a test. Just as a soldier sharpens his blade for battle, there are certain things students can do to keep their brains razor sharp. All right, so there's our first two paragraphs of brain battle. Now, it sounds kind of funny because we're talking about your brain, but we start by telling this story of a soldier sitting quietly and sharpening his weapons. So it has a different kind of feel here.
You don't usually think of a student as a soldier, but you're all battling.
Battling to get ready to learn and get older. It's like your brain has to fight to get better. So we kind of create this story. It's a metaphor. It's kind of a story that shows you what something is like, only they're not connected. You're saying it's like this. So, here we are the night before a battle, and battles are very important things for soldiers.
That's right. The battle is the primary focus of his life. His life is made up of battles and preparation.
Because a battle is a fight, but it's not like a war. It's smaller than the whole war, where two big armies or big groups of soldiers are fighting. The battle is one small fight in that war. So the idea here is it's the night before a battle and the soldier is getting ready.
That's right. He's sharpening his brain. He needs to keep it razor sharp. What does that mean, Bill?
Well, when you keep your brain razor sharp, the idea is you want it to cut through any problem. It's another kind of way to compare your brain to something to help you understand how it works. It's like your brain is a knife that cuts questions and problems. Now, a razor is a special kind of knife, a very sharp one.
That's right. You use a razor for shaving. So, Bill, if I understand you right, if I keep my brain razor sharp, I can cut through any test?
Well, that's the idea. Or at least you'll do much better than if you did not sharpen your blade for battle. Like sharpen your brain is what we're talking about. When you sharpen your blade for battle, just like the soldier does, Well, you basically are making your brain better able to cut through something. Because when something is sharp, it means it cuts very easily. When you sharpen a knife, you make it even more sharp so it can cut things, well, even more easily.
Bill, I would like to know more about a 16th century soldier. Was that somebody from 500 years ago?
Well, yes, because remember, a century is 100 years. And when you give a number like the 16th century, you have to go one number back to find the date. So we're talking the 1500s. So we're making our comparison of the student here to an old soldier from a long time ago.
A soldier from the 1500s? His life must have been so different. I can't imagine what his battles were like.
I can't either, but they certainly probably were not about taking math tests or science tests, and he probably didn't take a yellow bus to school either.
That's right. In America, kids all take a yellow bus to school. In Taiwan, people take public buses, or in Taipei, they can take the MRT.
I take the MRT all the time.
I take it everywhere.
All right, well, it's kind of a short beginning here in our article, so I think this is a good place to listen to some Chinese explanation. When we come back, we'll take a look at paragraphs 3 and 4 and learn more about the brain and how you can get it ready for battle.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 在今天的文章里头呢，我们把一位要准备考试的学生比喻成为一位要准备上战场的士兵一样，就像第二句话所提到的 ,A soldier sits quietly and sharpens his weapons. 士兵要上战场，当然要让他的刀刃比较锐利。那么至于学生如果要预备考试以前呢，必须要 sharpen his brain, 也就是让他的头脑比较灵活。Sharpen 这个字呢，在这里是当动词来用。He lives through the front gates and takes a yellow bus to school. 这里的 a yellow bus 呢，指的是校车，因为在美国，校车通常是黄色的。把学生比喻成为是士兵，而这个句子当中呢，我们没有用到 us 或者是 like 这样的介系词。这种用法呢，在英文上称之为隐喻，也就是一种 metaphor。它的拼法是 metaphor, metaphor。第二段的第三句开始 ,We're not talking about a 16th century soldier. Rather, this warrior is a student preparing to take a test. 这里明白地说到这个战士呢就是一个学生。那么后面这个 preparing to take a test 是一个现在分词片语形容学生呢准备要应考了。Just as a soldier sharpens his blade for battle, there are certain things students can do. Just as 的 as 呢是一个连接词，如同。那么 just 呢放在句首是加强语气，就跟士兵上战场之前要 sharpen his blade. Blade 呢指的是刀刃，让他的刀刃比较锐利。那么同时呢，有很多的事情是学生可以做的。做这些事情做什么呢？后面的不定词片语告诉我们，学生做这些事情的目的呢，就是 to keep their brains razor sharp. Razor 是刮胡刀 ，razor sharp 呢是一个复合形容词，形容东西非常的锐利，这样才能够 cut through everything. 不过在这里呢，我们形容一个人的头脑非常的灵活，所以这样一来的话呢，这个头脑才能够 cut through any problem, 解决任何的问题。
Okay, listeners, we're gonna take a short break now. We'll be right back in just a moment.Welcome back, listeners, to English for You. This is Bill. Anna and I are taking a look at our health unit. We're looking at the article Brain Battle. Now, we just looked at our first two paragraphs and learned about this soldier getting ready to fight. Only it's not a soldier, it's a metaphor or an example of your brain, a way we can talk about your brain.Let's learn more about how your brain works and how you can get it ready for a fight. The brain is made up of about 100 billion neurons. To keep such a complex machine working, we must make sure that it gets enough rest every night. A full night's sleep will ensure that your brain functions at its best. A brain lacking sleep is like a blade with a dull edge, and a soldier would never take one into battle. Once awake, though, the brain needs exercise just like the body does. Like a soldier in training, you can do mental push-ups by reading books instead of watching TV. Unused parts of the brain turn flabby, just like the muscles of a lazy soldier. So, keep them in shape. Wow, I did not realize that, well, that's actually a scientific or a medical fact. I was just thinking this the other day because I haven't been in school for a while, and I just don't feel like my brain is as quick. I'm not learning anything now, so I don't know. I kind of feel like I've gotten stupid.
I know what you mean. When I was working in an office and never took any classes, I felt like every day I was forgetting more and more of the things that I used to know. I guess my brain was getting flabby. What does it mean to be flabby?
Well, when you're flabby, your body is out of shape. So instead of having tight muscles, strong muscles, you might have a lot of skin and maybe some fat that just kind of, well, sits there on your body. We call that being flabby.
So I need to do push-ups to keep in shape? Oh, I think I'll be so tired if I have to carry around all these books that I need to read. Oh, it seems easier to watch TV. I could just sit on the couch and relax. No wonder my body would get flabby that way.
Exactly, but here we're not talking about body push-ups, where you lift your body up with your hands and your arms. We're doing mental push-ups by reading books. Now, mental is basically a word that means talking about the brain or your mind or how you think. So if you do mental push-ups, well, you're exercising your brain.
You know, I bet there are a lot of other kinds of exercises that you could do for your brain. You could play an instrument, or you could learn something new.
Right, or you could play a game. I've read that many games, like maybe a word game, or even playing chess or something, is good for your brain.
So I can play games, and I can become more healthy and more fit for school?
Well, at least your brain will become stronger. You know, it's really connected to how your brain is put together, what it's made of. Moving back to the third paragraph, we learned the brain is made up of about 100 billion neurons.
100 billion? That's a lot. In fact, I'm not even sure I know what a neuron is. I heard that it's a really, really tiny thing that receives electronic signals.
Right. In your brain, you have lots of neurons. They're actually brain cells. And a cell, well, that's a special biology word that talks about the smallest part of life. That you have a lot of cells all together that make you, that make maybe your brain, too. So, to be made up of neurons means this is what is in your brain. These are the parts of your brain.
Wow! And this is from biology? I remember biology. I took biology in 10th grade. My 10th grade schedule was made up of biology, English, math, and music.
Oh, so those are the classes you took in 10th grade. That's what your 10th grade schedule was made up of. Now that sounds like a pretty complex schedule there, lots of different things. Just like your brain is a complex machine that works to do things, and that's why you have to get enough rest at night. So a complex machine, well, that's not a simple machine, is it?
No, a complex machine, we're talking about something like a car. A car has a lot of different parts, and it needs all of the parts in working order to be able to run and take you someplace safely.
Right, they all need to work together and they do different jobs. So it's not simple, right? It's not easy to understand the whole thing. Usually, a complex machine can be pulled apart into smaller parts you can understand, though, like maybe into the neurons if we're talking about a brain.
And the brain has a lot of different parts. There are parts that help you to see, to smell, to hear, and to feel things. So we need to exercise every single part to make sure that they are all in good working order.
Well, you also have to make sure they all get enough rest, just like it says here in our paragraph. Now, a full night's sleep will ensure that your brain functions at its best. When you ensure that something's true, well, you make sure it happens. It's your job to make it happen. So, if we say a full night's sleep will ensure your brain functions at its best, well, sleeping then makes sure your brain will work best.
But I think it's better to stay up all night and study sometimes. Won't that help my brain function better, Bill?
Well, I don't think so. You know, when I was in college, they explained to us that if you do that, you might pass the test, but you'll forget everything right away. And I remember that happening to me all the time.
Actually, Bill, I have an embarrassing story. Embarrassing story is something that you don't want to tell other people. But I'll tell you today, if you don't tell anyone else. I actually stayed up all night in college to study for a test, and I fell asleep during the test. I only had 20 minutes to write the entire exam.
Wow, well, I bet if you fell asleep, that probably wasn't the best for your test taking. Okay, listeners, there's the end of our article for the day. Now, of course, we'll look at the vocabulary and our sentence for you. But before we do that, we need to hear some Chinese explanation.
我们先来看看脑部的结构 ,be made up of, 这个动词片语的意思就是组成。那么脑部呢是由1000亿个神经细胞组成的。To keep such a complex machine working, 前面一开始的不定词片语是表示目的，因为大脑的组织结构非常的复杂，所以要让这个机器能够不断的运作的话呢 ,we must make sure, 后面要接 that 所引导的子句 ,make sure something 呢就是务必这个事情呢一定要做到这个事情的内容就是 It gets enough rest every night. It 呢当然指的是我们的头脑。A full night's sleep will ensure that your brain functions at its best. Ensure 后面要接 that 所引导的子句。晚上睡眠充足就能够确保呢脑部的功能呢是能够发挥到极限。At one's best, 这个片语的意思呢就是发挥到极致。在第一段的时候呢我提到过 metaphor 也就是隐喻暗喻这个字那么在这一段呢我们要讲到名誉所谓的名誉呢就是我们在片语当中会用到 as 或者是 like 这个介系词名誉也就是直接比喻英文是 simile 它的拼法是 s-i-m-i-l-eSimile, simile. 我们来看这个句子 ,a brain, 后面这个 lacking sleep 呢是修饰缺乏睡眠的头脑。就好像什么呢 ?is like a blade, 像一个刀刃。怎么样的刀刃呢 ?with a dull edge, 说明它的刀锋是很钝的。这种刀当然士兵不愿意带到战场上。最后一段我们提到我们的头脑也是需要练习的。Once awake though, the brain needs exercise. 需要练习就像什么 ?just like the body does. 就像我们的身体也需要操练一般。强壮身体我们要做运动。Like a soldier in training, you can do mental push-ups.By 后面加上动名词表示借由这种方法 push ups 呢本来是伏地挺身但是呢我们的 mental push ups 呢也就是我们的头脑呢一定要不断的接受各式各样不同的训练 By 用什么样的方式呢 By reading books instead of watching TV 用阅读书本的方式而不要看电视再来我们看到 unused parts of the brain turn flabby just like the muscles of a lazy soldier这句话的动词是 turn, 后面这个形容词呢是一个主词补语，说明脑子当中没有用到的那个部分呢会变得不灵活。 flabby 还有另外一个意思呢，就是松弛松垮垮的，就像是肌肉没有运动一样， just like the muscles of a lazy soldier。 所以呢最后作者提醒我们 keep them in shape，这里的 them 呢可以指的是我们的肌肉，也可以引申成为是我们的大脑，所以我们的身体要运动，头脑也要运动才能够灵活。在最后呢， Anna 跟 Bill 分享了一个他非常 embarrassing 也就是不好意思的经验。那么他说到呢， She fell asleep during a test when in college。 他在大学呢有一次因为前天晚上熬夜太晚，所以呢在考试的时候呢居然睡着了，他觉得非常不好意思。所以同学在应考之前务必前天晚上要有充足的睡眠。
Okay, we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back with more English for you.
Welcome back to English for you.I'm Anna, here with Bill today, talking about Health Unit 3 and the brain battle. Today, we talked about a soldier that's getting ready for battle. He was bringing his weapons with to battle, but the soldier wasn't a real soldier. He was a student, and his weapon, that was his brain. As he was getting ready for battle, he took a yellow bus to school. He was getting ready for a test.We learned about the brain and that it's made up of a lot of different parts. You need to keep it in good working order. The way you can prepare is by reading books instead of being lazy and watching TV.
Well, I like watching TV. That doesn't make me lazy, does it?
Bill, I just told you. You need to prepare your brain.
Okay, I like reading books too. I also like reading articles, so let's do that one more time for our listeners. It's the night before a battle. A soldier sits quietly and sharpens his weapons.In the morning, he leaves through the front gates and takes a yellow bus to school. He's going to school? That's right. We're not talking about a 16th century soldier. Rather, this warrior is a student preparing to take a test. Just as a soldier sharpens his blade for battle, there are certain things students can do to keep their brains razor sharp.The brain is made up of about 100 billion neurons. To keep such a complex machine working, we must make sure that it gets enough rest every night. A full night's sleep will ensure that your brain functions at its best. A brain lacking sleep is like a blade with a dull edge, and a soldier would never take one into battle. Once awake, though, the brain needs exercise just like the body does. Like a soldier in training, you can do mental push-ups by reading books instead of watching TV. Unused parts of the brain turn flabby, just like the muscles of a lazy soldier. So, keep them in shape. Let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Battle. A battle took place between the neighboring countries. So, Anna, there's also another way you can use the word battle. Instead of as a noun, a thing like a fight, you could use it as a verb.
That's right. I battled my cat this morning.
So you fought with your cat?
I fought with him. He was trying to rush out the door.But I stopped him and made him stay inside the house.
Okay, let's take a look at the next word.
Sharpen. The butcher sharpens his knife before cutting the meat.
So, if you sharpen the knife, you make it cut a little better, 'cause now it's more sharp. You can use the word as an adjective, too.
Other ways that we can use sharp? Like, you can have a sharp brain.
That's true. It connects to our story today, too. It means your brain can cut through those questions. Now, our next vocabulary word is complex. A car is a complex machine with thousands of parts.
We can also talk about the complexity of a situation because there are so many things going on that it's not an easy situation to understand.
Definitely not an easy situation. Now, our next vocabulary word is mental. Amy took mental note of how much money she had left.
A mental note? That's like writing something down in your brain?
Well, I guess so. It's just trying to remember something. So you kind of make a point of making a note in your brain. You do that mentally. It's another way to use the word mental. Use it as an adverb. So you do something using your brain.
You can also use it as a noun. Mentality is the way that your mind is working.
Yeah, like here at English for You, our mentality is to make sure we help you with your English. All right, there's our vocabulary words. Let's take a look at our sentence for you. So this time, our sentence for you is...
Be made up of.
Right, so remember, that's talking about what are the parts of something. Here's an example of how to use this sentence for you. What will the format of tomorrow's test be?
There will be 3 sections made up of 5 questions each.
Oh, man, that's like 20 questions. I'm glad it's not math, because I'm terrible at math.
Bill, that's only 15 questions.
Well, I told you I'm not good at math. I need to sharpen my brain, I guess. So I'm going to come back tomorrow to learn more about our brains, and I hope you do too, listeners. Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Anna.
See you next time.